Armolkoon teille ja rauha. Praise be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Triune God, we thank and pray.
Pyhä kaikkivaltias, rakas taivallinen.
Holy, almighty and beloved Heavenly Father, on this beautiful Friday morning, in the midst of summer, we have been blessed to come before your holy face, gathered around open Bible, to begin these opista services at Keuruu. Here, surrounded by the beautiful nature of central Finland, we may dwell both individually and temporally in green pastures and provide refreshing waters. We have come to hear your word, to refresh it and strengthen it in our faith. We pray for your holy presence. Grant that through your word we may hear the calling and comforting voice of Good Shepherd. Help us with all our hearts to believe in you, to follow your will and to live according to your word. Through your Holy Spirit, be present in these services and grant strength, wisdom and guidance to your spirit, to brothers who have called to serve here, so they may feel weak and themselves, they may proclaim your word in love and truth. Let your word echo as a calling and refreshing message, both here in the service area and through various means of broadcasting to the ends of the world. Bring the comfort of the Holy Spirit also to those listeners who perhaps in loneliness and faraway places pass to hear the message being shared from here.
Comfort
and strengthen those who would have wished to be among us but have been prevented by earthly circumstances. Also call those who are still without the grace of faith, those travelers longing for peace of conscience into the fellowship of your kingdom. In humility, we thank you this morning for all goodness which we have received in such abundance. We thank you for free homeland and for the freedom it grants us to live and to gather together. We thank you, Father, for the gift of faith and for the happiness, peace and hope of eternal life that brings all which we receive by grace alone and through the merit of your Son. Through your word, you care for us, and we are assured that you do not forsake us, but according to your promise, you are father of your children and remain with your own until the very end of the world. We also thank you, Father, for the blessing and guidance of which you have blessed the work of your kingdom. At these opista services, we give thanks as well for the blessings that the opistos of our Christianity have experienced. Bless almighty, holy, and beloved Heavenly Father these services which now begin, that they may bring glory to your name and serve for the benefit of for our souls. We now join our voices together in the prayer that your Son has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers, on behalf of the board of Jemsä Opisto, I have been tasked to firmly welcome you all to these Opisto services, both here Isokirjan conference area and you who are listening through the various means of broadcasting. The theme chosen for these services is the Bible verse, be sober and vigilant. The most important purpose of these services is to provide an opportunity for guests to gather around God's Word.
Seuratunnus muistuttaa meitä also reminds us
of the importance
seuramerkin
of prayer.
The praying hands uskon
depicted in the service of kind symbol, the personal nature of faith, trust in God's care and the remembrance of one another in prayer. The arrangements for this year's opisto services have been the responsibility of Kokeisa Turku, Forssa, Loimaa, Kokemäki, Lempäällä, Merikarvia, Parkano, Pori, Rauma, Tampere and Ylöjärvi. As the services begin, I wish to express my heartfelt thanks to all of you on behalf of the opisto.
Kiitos ison
kirjan. Thank you also the staff of Isokirja for the seventh time we have the opportunity to gather here amid beautiful nature around the reception and hospitality and kindness have always been warm and smooth. And for that we are truly grateful. The opisto services are the major event taking place among residential areas and holiday homes. This inevitably places some burden on the daily lives of local residents. We should take their needs into consideration and treat both them and the valuable nature environment with respect. Above all, we must take responsibility for our own conduct while also addressing and shortcomings we observe in the others in a constructive and loving manner. This is a shared responsibility for all of us so that we may continue to gather here in Keiru for opisto services also and now when we are here in opisto services, I would like to say some words of opisto winter. The past winter marked the fifth year of the experienced basic education program in our opisto. It is now a well-established educational program. The opisto provides one opportunity for students to fulfill their compulsory education requirements after completing comprehensive school. This opportunity gathered to opisto is a significant expression of trust in the work carried out here. We also are grateful that our teaching may still reflect the Christian values that opisto work has always been founded. On behalf of the board, I would like to thank all employees of the opistos on both campuses for the past year in there in Jämsä and Maitoinen. You have worked with big heart for the benefit of our young people. Although the students come from our own faith community, various challenges and unexpected situations may arise by spending an academic year together with young people boarding school environment. The past academic year was also the first opisto winter at the Maitoinen camp facility. With gratitude and amazement, I have been able to observe how the new institute began its activities there last August. The feedback received from the year at the opisto in Maitoinen has been encouraging and positive. On behalf of the board, I extend my thanks to both the opisto staff and to the employees of Central Organization of Peace, Peace Association SRK. I would especially like to thank Principal Jukka of Jämsä Opisto and Eero, the educational principal of Maitoinen campus. My thanks also go to SRK as the lesser of facilities. Cooperation between the opisto and the camp facility has been smooth and successful. And would also wish God much blessings and wisdom
Maitoisten uudelle henkilökunnalle.
Maitoinen new staff.
God
has also blessed the opisto financially and its financial situation is currently stable. Nevertheless, challenges lie ahead. Without the support of all public authorities and our separating faith community, opisto would not be able to operate.
Rakkaat veljet ja sisaret.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Aivan rehellisyyden nimissä minun on myös sanottava, että
to be honest, I would like to say,
opistolla menee hyvin, niin
although opisto is doing well, we have challenges
also.
During the past winter, we received numerous contacts and messages from members of our separate community regarding decisions and choices made at the opisto. Thank you for the messages. The board continues its work in response to the feedback received. We seek our Heavenly Father's guidance and right understanding in managing these matters.
Haluamme myös
also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to remember in your prayers the staff, members of the administration, and all the work being carried out at the opisto. The work of the opisto is an integral part of the work of our Christianity.
And
for a short portion for devotion,
I have chosen
encouraging words and happy words
of Apostle
Peter when he writes in the first chapter from the word, from the verse 3 until 6, and these words are in Jesus' name. Blessed be the God and Father and our Lord Jesus Christ,
which
according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto the lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead,
to
an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled,
and
that not away reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith and the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly
rejoiced,
though you now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Amen.
Tämä kuulemamme lyhyt teksti.
This short portion we heard
Paavalilta aivan niin kuin sellainen jäähyväinen
Apostle Peter as a farewell or viewpoint.
Raamattua lukeneena me muistamme sen apostoli Pietarin elämän.
We have read Bible.
Miten sieltä arkisen työn keskeltä Jeesus kutsui hänet Jumalan valtakunnan
life, how he was called from the daily basis to follow Jesus.
Pietari sai olla monessa tilanteessa.
Peter received to be in many situations in the midst of
tapahtumassa hän sai
disciples
in
the happenings of the transmission. A mountain, he was
Moseksen
able to see a vision. He saw Moses and Elias. There was a situation where eternity and temporal life
Raamattu
met.
Ei kerro tarkemmin sitä, että miten siellä Pietari, Johannes ja
Jaakko, how
miten he
Peter
voivat tuntea
Jonathan,
monta sata vuotta aiemmin kuolleita veljiä, mutta
toisaalta
se on veljet ja sisaret sellainen
brothers who have passed away hundreds of years ago.
It's
also
Jumalan
a vision
lapsille
for us believers of this time.
There,
who are listening in the service queue or through internet, who have lost your spouse even, this Bible portion tells that we know each other in heaven, so we can trust in this, and it's the hope of to see each other again, which we have carried in our hearts.
Then we remember of
Peter's life, the Monday, Thursday evening, when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, giving a precious example, and we remember the discussion.
Sitten Jeesus puhuu siitä, miten
then Jesus is
speaking that
this night you all will flee. There Peter, in his own power, is saying, although all others, I do not flee.
Pietari kasvamaan lapsena.
Peter has
grown
from the place of child, trusting his own power. Then we recall how it happens. There in the cold morning, they were around
the
fires, and Peter denies thirdly his master. And even at the end he said, I do not know this man.
Bible
tells how Peter went out and wept
bitterly.
He went in the darkness of night, in temporal and in spiritual sense. But then from the grave came precious wishings to Peter and greetings to Peter. He was among disciples.
The
Bible does not tell precisely when Peter was able to have grace of repentance. But however, he joined to disciples through repentance. And this short portion, it tells, he is thanking Heavenly Father, who have given us a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus.
Kiitoksen aihe Pietarille.
It was a source of thanks for Peter. It was turning point in his life.
Pietari
it was the day which Peter surely remember as among the believers there could be brothers and sisters who have born in this kingdom.
Ja se tilanne, missä te silloin
and this situation,
se on varmaan
the moment, it is surely in your mind.
The
maker of hymn is singing, I remember the blessed day when Jesus found me
and
lift up me in his, on his shoulder. It's the greatest day in one's life which we can
siitä kiitä sinä veljeni ja sisareni.
Thanking and you brother and sister are thanking also today, or you are thanking that you have from your childhood
ja tänä aamuna
could be as a believer
alussa.
And this morning at the beginning of these services you may sit there in any pew or listening through internet and you may feel that you are one chosen of God.
Vaikka me
one
monasti
beloved.
Tätä asiaa epäilemme, niin
if we are many times doubting this thing, we through faith can own
meillä
this.
On myös paljon näitä ajallisia
we have also
aiheita.
Many sources for thanking in temporal sense.
Se, että me olemme näihin
there could be so many.
Olemme saaneet seurata
that we have become to these
saamme
services, open these services,
siinä
to listen to God, God's word. It's the great church of
thanks.
We have freedom to gather, freedom for speech.
Tai
we may freely gather here,
niin
or if we are thinking
sitä
as the maker of hymn
kun yöllä
is singing,
kaikista
I thank you for you,
suojel.
God. When you
eli
protect
se, että
me olemme
saaneet
terveenä
tänä päivänä tähän
so that we have been able
siitäkin
to be
me tuomme kiitos.
Healthy and wake up to this morning.
Selvä, niin
it's not self-evident.
Peli minullekin totesi,
as one brother said to me,
kenellekään luvattu. Vaan jos se huominen päivä
tomorrow have been promised for anyone. Tomorrow will be
apostoli puhuu
the
tästä
God.
Elävästä
toivosta.
Se on se, mitä me sydämellämme kannamme
of the, living hope. It's
se on
what we are carrying in our heart.
Sellainen
it's the destination. The far away
sitä apostoli goal. Johanneskin
apostoli
kirjoittaa.
Ja hän also writes.
Jokaisella, joka tämä
saying,
toivo on, niin
everyone who has this hope,
itsensä.
He cleanses himself.
Miten
and
hän
John
ensinnä puhuu
tells,
sitä rakkaudesta, että meitä Jumalan lapsiksi
speaking of love, that we are named as the children of God. It's
sitten
the great love of God. Then John
veli.
Says,
ei ole se vielä
dear brothers,
miksi me
we have not seen
tiedämme,
which we are coming, but we know
niin
when it appears, we will come
sillä
as he is,
nähdä, niin kuin
because we could
on.
See him as he is.
Tämä on se meidän toivomme
this is
tässä
the hope
tiellä ja
of
matkalle,
us
jossa me
on our way and journey
vaikka
when we are traveling, even though always the shore of heaven is
saapuuko se
behind
minun
the
turteni,
fog
milloinkaan sinne
will
autuuden
my
mutta voi miten
ship
meillä on hyvät lupaukset
reach the destination, but oh
Jumala,
how good promises we have in Bible.
Hän
God who hates sin, he loves the sinner.
Ne armoliitot, ne ei kukaan Jumalan puolelta koskaan loppu.
Grace promises,
jos me tämän valtakunnan jätämme, se on
if we leave this
oma
kingdom,
päätöksemme.
It's our own decision.
Päätös.
It's not
Jumala
the decision of
sen,
God. God would like that
jaksamme kilvoitella sitä päämäärää
have
kohden,
a strength to endeavor to destination
meidän uskoneen silmämme tälläkin hetkellä kannattaa.
Which our heavenly
aivan niin kuin se virrentekijä myös toteaa
eye of faith is seeing
uskoneen silmä kantaa
as
yli matkan myrskyisen katsellessa rauhan rantaa kaipu täyttää
eye of faith carries
sitten
us
on pyyntö saavukohtamäärän
the raging sea.
Veljet ja sisaret.
Brothers and sisters, once our little ship of faith comes to the shore of heaven, then we don't remember that we have been in the battle. We may join our voices, which have beginning, but not end, isn't it, brothers and sisters, good for us ahead. We have a living hope in our heart that we once see, but we have owned through our weak faith. And this living with this living of our children of God, it's not like the
että tämä world is arguing. Se ei ole kieltojen ja käskyjen,
it's eikä not living through rules and exceptions, but it's living through
tätä
grace.
Jumalan valtakuntaa ei johda vastuun kantajaksi valitut henkilöt, vaan Jumalan
persons are not leading this kingdom, but the Spirit of God.
Sydämessä on tämä Jumalan terveellinen armo.
Ja se ohjaa meitä elämään,
niin kuin Jumalan sana opettaa.
Elämän valintojamme
ohjaa sydämemme
uskoa
ja uskosta syntyvä halu elää Jumalan, niin kuin Jumalan sana opettaa ja pyhä henki
the word of God
voi miten nämä neuvot ne on tärkeitä meille kaikille.
How
se on tärkeää teille rakkaat nuoret, jotka monien
for you young,
uusien asioiden kanssa kipuilette. On niin paljon asioita, joita en voi
things. There are so many things
oppien ja tiedon tulva. Ajatukset hämmentää. Se vielä lauluntekijäkin kirjoittaa. Mutta kuitenkin tämä yksinkertainen sanoma, tämä Jumalan lapsen osa, voi jos se säilyisi teilläkin rakkaat nuoret sellaisena elämän ohi. Tämä uskomisen asia.
This faith matter.
Se ei ole elämän kielteinen. Se ei ole elämää rajoittava, vaan se on elämän
life,
myönteinen
life. But
ja vaikka me tunnemme ristineen painon,
the good
niin
thing,
sittenkin tämä usko tuo levon, rauhan ja ilon. Se tuo
cross.
Jumalan
it
lapsen
us, peace and joy and the happiness of the child of God.
Usko
we may carry this in our heart.
Suunnan. Usko antaa
faith
elämälle
the direction for our life and meaning for our life, and it opens the view
kantamisella
that
on aikansa.
The carrying of the cross,
siksi,
it's changing the crown. Therefore, brothers and sisters,
aivan niin kuin
it's good for us to endeavor
and as
symbol of our services, be diligent.
Niin kuin
oh, how
totesin,
it touches us all, as I said, we do not have promised the tomorrow. It's important we are today awakening, as the hymn is
tätä
maker
aina
is saying.
On lyhyt ihmiselämä ja iäisyys on edessä. Jo askel riittää
I have eternity
tulee
before
vaan
me,
toiseen elämään.
And even one step
se nuorellakin ihmisellä, se on askeleen päässä se tilana vaihtaa. Ei kannata luottaa omiin voimiin.
Space is only
se, niin kuin siitä se nuorten laulukin kaunista laulaa. Nuori ihminen, kukka
also
keväinen,
there is in one
kukoistaa ja hetken
young people,
tuuli yli
young
käy,
people
sijakaan
is
ei näy, kukoistaa hetken verran.
Which flourishes
me
only
sen,
a moment.
Se kaunis psalmi 139
sitä psalm also
miten
says,
meidän päivämme. Ne ole kaikki Jumalan kirjaan kirjoitetut, ennen kuin yksikään niistä oli tullut.
Siksi
created. Tämä seuramerkinen kehoitus koskee meitä jokaista, että me kerran ajan vaivojen jälkeen, kehoituksen jälkeen saavuttaisimme sen, minkä heikolla uskolla täällä
that we would achieve what would like to own through weak faith. This living faith is simple thing.
We
many times make this complicated. I recall a discussion in Gambia, one brother who have
hän ei ymmärrä tästä uskomisen asiasta
he
oikein
not mitään,
mutta kun hänellä
almost
on synnit anteeksi,
matter,
on niin
when he has his sins forgiven, he have so good to be.
Veljeni ja sisareni.
Haven't you also my sister and brother? You have seen sport given, and it's good to
silloin
be.
Usko tuo turvan. Usko tuo God gives tämän ajan
peace ei and safe in the midst of this time. You don't need to be afraid for future. We have good ahead. Therefore, brothers and sisters, it pays to believe. It believes to make your journey to be diligent and to be awakened in the midst of this time.
Taivaan Jumala.
Despite the world could become evil, God
Jumala,
has promised to be with his own, God who lives in the
high.
He also lives among those who have a humble mind.
Mutta me myös jokainen tiedämme sen,
have a good kingdom
aivan
to
näiden seurien alkeiseksi. Voi miten se
all
syntipahi.
At the beginning of these services, how the sin
katse
is burning.
Kääntyy väkisin menneisiin päin.
Our face
se katse saattaa siinä seurapenkissäkin siirtyä
past
siihen vierellä istujaan.
It could also, we could
kyllä
also see
miten on minun
one who are sitting behind me. Yes, those
mutta
others,
rakas,
but oh, how me. Could I reach the destination, but brothers and sisters do not doubt, but believe only. And in these services, when we are around the open Bible, we are around
the eternal
truth. We may stop,
which
God would like to tell you through poor servants and give you food.
And
the best food is that you're in this moment, wherever you sit and listening. Despite your feelings from heaven, these wonderful messages for you, you may remain believing, you may uplift your heart to believe. All trouble, failings, all doubts, all temptations, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven.
Jeesuksen nimessä ja sovintoveressä. Jeesuksen nimessä ja
sovintoveressä.
On synnit anteeksi.
All sins are forgiven. You may believe unto peace, unto freedom, and unto joy. And when we are believing this way, we once will reach the destination in which we have clinged. So we may remain in safely to beginning these services. And also my heart is missing coming in many temptations and doubts. May I also believe my sins forgiven. All sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. I would like to believe with you in Jesus' name. Amen.